first fight, but we can adapt it.
Who knows what may come next?
Guys, I'm taking you through now.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, Neil. I've got Robbie back from Triple J for you. You've got 15 minutes, and I'll give you a 1 minute warning. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Hello, Neil.
G'day, Robbie. How are you?
I'm very well, mate. And we've got Marieke and Lindsay.
Hello, hi, Neil.
Lindsay, hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Neil? Is everything
very
going well.
Well
for you so far?
Everything's going great.
What are you talking about? In life or just this morning?
Yeah, that old music career thing working out well
so
for
far,
you?
It's going quite well.
Mm.
Yeah.
Crazy
with, you know,
young buck
and downs,
like yourself?
I can't complain at all.
Good.
Where are you speaking to us from now, Neil?
I'm in Auckland at my studio, sitting in the office. Taking care of couriers and incoming phone calls.
What does Neil Finn's office look like? Because the kind of mental image we have is you with your feet up on the desk, and a very large desk, big window behind you.
I actually still think
he's
looks like...
He's not Daddy Warbucks.
Oh, I thought he was the president.
It's sort of like it is like the Oval Office quite a lot, actually.
That combined...
That we gave the decorator the instructions to do Oval Office as much as they could. Yeah, I don't have my feet on the desk, but I can change it. I can do that now.
Would you mind?
You would. Now, Neil, you don't have any wayward members of Augie March racing around your studio or office making twits of themselves, do you? Because we have heard some rather ribald tales of what goes on in the Finn Mansion.
Oh, really? Well, I'd be curious to know what they took home with them, actually, in terms of tales. And but they were mostly very well behaved. We had enjoyed a few nights carousing with them up on the roof, and they were great guests, and I think that, they made a great record. I actually recently Glenn was over again because he took part and he contributed to the Seven Worlds Collide record that we just made over Christmas.
Mm-hmm. So tell us about the Seven Worlds. This is you with Johnny Marr from the Smiths and Modest Mouse, and mm-hmm. And who else is involved?
Ed O'Brien and Phil Selway from Radiohead, Lisa Germano, Sebastian Steinberg. This is from the last Seven Worlds lineup, and mm-hmm. then we had four members of Wilco here with us as well, mm-hmm. Plus a couple of friends of mine from Auckland, Bick Runger and Don McGlashan. My two sons, my wife Sharon. There was a pretty good cast, actually.
Yeah, you've got some really shithouse friends to call on when you want to put a record together, don't you?
Well, they're all wonderful people. That was the great thing about it. Some of them I knew well and some of them I didn't know so well. So one thing you don't know until everyone sets foot in the building is the chemistry. And that was tremendous, and everybody just really enjoyed the Christmas holidays, managed to get some swims in and make a really great record, I think.
Is it a bit hard when everybody's trying to relax and go for a swim and you're there saying, well, I wouldn't mind actually recording an album? Do you have to kind of get them out of the pool, get them in the studio?
Not really, because they all get slightly twitchy and they've had more than 2 days off. I find that's quite a common thread with musicians the obsessive life is anyway that I would call that those guys, is that they actually really just want to get back to work. A couple of days is good enough. A bit of Pictionary, a couple of swims,
But you've got like Radiohead, you've got Wilco, you've got Augie March, The Smiths and Modest Mouse. There must be some massive, they're all amazing songwriters, and of course Crowded House and Neil and Liam Finn. How do you delegate who writes what and who records what?
I didn't have to delegate. Once people got here, it fell naturally into its own groove. We have three rooms here at the studio to record in. So people just camped out. They were all hungry to get involved, get amongst it. So there was quite a lot of collaboration, both in the songwriting and the playing. Some glorious sessions with, 10, 12 people bashing away and a couple with just little squirreling going on the stairs. Phil Selway surprised and delighted everybody with a couple of songs, beautiful spooky folk songs that he brought to the mix. One of them he wrote on the stairs as people were shuffling up and down, and every room in the building was used. It was a wonderful time.
Was the Pictionary used as any sort of inspiration, lyrically speaking?
the legendary Pictionary cut-up technique.
I don't want to expose any kind of musical secrets or anything.
David Bowie, right into it.
But we did. We reminded once again that it's not people who are good at art that are good at Pictionary.
Ain't that the truth? We have Neil Finn on the phone from his home in Auckland in New Zealand. Let's take a listen to a little band called Split Enz, who we hear are getting back together for something very special. We might have a chat, have a talk about this as well after the song. On Triple J, the sounds of a band you don't hear all that much on the radio these days anymore. Well, not on this station. But it's beautiful to be able to play
them. Shame, Triple J. Shame, Triple J.
Well, we're too busy playing Liam Finn.
That's true. Split ends.
We were staples on the early, when it was Double J.
Of course, of course you were. But, yeah. I mean, that's going back to the late 70s and early 80s.
Right.
It's a reasonable time ago. You're dusting off the Split Ends covers. What's going on?
Yeah, well, I mean, we were all watching, like everybody, the horror unfolding down in Victoria, and having spent a good 12 years of our lives living in Melbourne, we felt a connection to it. We were asked, and we were delighted to be able to play some small part in, you know, helping those folk.
This is the Soundwave concert, which is happening in Melbourne, and...
It's not called the Soundwave concert. The Soundwave concert's Alice in Chains and Nine Inch Nails, which I think Split Ends would fit on that lineup perfectly just after Alkaline Trio and before Trent Reznor takes the stage.
Well, this is a whole other side project you've got just described.
This is sound relief. I'm sorry.
This is what was
very close.
Which is very close,
as opposed to hand relief.
well, are you going to be giving that out after the show, Neil, for a bit of extra money?
That was the first option.
It's like the modern kissing booth.
I wasn't thinking of doing it myself, but Noel Crombie apparently is very handy.
Well, he is on the keys, but maybe, yeah, all right, fair enough.
How do you go about getting a band like Split Ends back together? When you, I take it, I mean, have you guys played together in the recent past at all?
Well, we actually did do some shows in New Zealand early last year, and it was a wonderful little run, actually. So we have dusted it off a couple of times in recent memories, and it's genetic memory, you know. We're programmed to play those songs. We could never lose them.
Is it really? So it comes back to you that simply?
It does. You need to just you know, learn a few details here and there. But yeah, no, it is amazing how much they're deeply ingrained. And the humour, the minute you walk into the room, the humour kicks in straight away. There's no picking up. It's just picking up where you left off, yeah.
Wow.
What about the costumes that the Split Ends wore?
Do they still fit?
Oh, mine wouldn't know, because I was ridiculously skinny back in those days.
You're about 15,
you're about 12.
You?
Yeah, I was less than 9 stone throughout Split Ends, and now I've joined the normal ranks of
humanity.
Weight for age.
Yeah.
So will you be suiting up?
New costumes are a little more generous, but we're trying to get Noel to be. I don't know what he's going to break out this time, but we're trying to get him to tailor them slightly so that they flatter our slightly aging. but he's resistant to that. He doesn't think it's important to be sexy.
Really?
No.
Do you think Split Ends were considered a deeply sexy band?
No.
But you think you are now?
Well, actually, there was a time where teenage girls thought we were sexy. I think in 1980, it happened really overnight, and it was quite a shock. For me, when I would go to the shop at three in the afternoon, having just got up, and not shaved or whatever, and they'd be suddenly confronted with a half a dozen schoolgirls all sort of screaming, and that was a real turning point. But I still don't really relate to that.
Perhaps they were trying to get makeup tips from you, because you were a band that were very canny with eyeliner.
Well, we piled it on far too much, though, really. We were quite tarty.
it was the look of the 80s.
Yeah. Well, we were asexual. We weren't really particularly sexual. Like, we differed from the glam bands in that we weren't trying to look like women. We were trying to look like strange androgynous beings.
And doing it very well, too. We have Neil Finn on the phone this morning. The other gig which is coming up for you is WOM Adelaide.
Oh, yeah.
I believe. What have you got prepared for that one?
Well, I'm doing a performance with my two sons, Elroy and Liam, which is a rare and special thing, and I'm really looking forward to that. We're rehearsing up a very diverse set list, which dips into all manner of entities and eras. And
so whose songs are you going to play? I mean, you've got a fair few. Liam's got a good number, and I imagine, did you say it was Elroy?
Well, Elroy's got a few songs too lurking, but I don't think we'll be doing Elroy's just yet, because he's still just left school and still developing. But Liam, we'll do a couple of Liam songs. We'll probably mostly concentrate on my repertoire, I suppose, because that was the original invitation. But you know, we actually haven't rehearsed yet, so we've got quite a diverse master list that we're going to draw from. It might even be a cover or two.
Are you going to have a go of some of Liam Finn's delay pedals and all that crazy stuff that he uses?
He'll have delay pedals. I think he's going to put me on a delay pedal. and then we can just do second verse same as the first.
Neil Finn, as always, it's a tremendous pleasure chatting to you, my good sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
And we look forward to seeing you. The Sound Relief, by the way, concert's happening March the 14th at the MCG and SCG. Split Ends playing at the Melbourne lineup alongside of Augie March, Kings of Leon, Liam, Finn, that is, Wolf Mother, Gabriella Chilmi, Hunters and Collectors, Midnight Oil, Paul Kelly, and a bunch of others besides.
That's quite a lineup.
Yeah, it's an amazing lineup, actually. Yeah. And of course, Wayne Adelaide.
Jet.
Oh, well, great.
And Jet as well. Let's take a listen to Liam. Let's play a song from Liam. Thanks heaps,
thanks, Neil.
Take care.
See you, mate.
See you soon. Bye.
On Triple J.